Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If there's one thing that Crash and I love every year to do, Lee, and he's already asked me about it starting this summer. We going? He loves Christmas stuff, Christmas music, Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh, yeah.
It was his first concert that he ever saw, and he was blown away by the lasers.
That was a good one.
Yeah, he's 13 now, so every year I'm kind of like, I don't bring it up because I'm curious to see if he'll bring it up because he's, you know, voice changing and different interests, shall we say, but he still wants to go to Trans-Siberian Orchestra every year, so we're going this year.
Good.
And you can, too. They're bringing their 2025 winter tour to the Pons Coors Wellness Arena. I can't believe it's already next Friday, December 12th. So shows are 4 p.m., 8 p.m. This is a great, like, you know, if you want to take the family out and do something together, they still have tickets. This year's tour features a brand new production of The Ghost of Christmas Eve, the best of Trans-Siberian Orchestra, plus a second set of fan favorites, including a 25th anniversary tribute to Beethoven's Last Night. So, and just expect that, you know, it's the signature mix of rock, classical, lasers, pyrotechnics, epic storytelling just in time for the holidays. They've sold over 20 million tickets, donated more than $20 million to charity, and you can get your tickets. So last chance to win a pair of tickets for the 4 p.m. December 12th performance is right now, like right this instant. Give us a call. We'll take caller number one, 1-800-905-0989. That's 1-800-905-0989. Or you can, you know, break down and buy your tickets, Bons Coors Wellness Arena, Friday, December 12th with a 4 p.m. and an 8 p.m. show, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Okay.
I've never heard from anyone that was disappointed in that
show. I haven't either. It's really, really neat. You have to see. It's hard to describe. You really have to see it. It is a laser light show and a concert and just a play all rolled into one. It's just, it's big. Well, speaking of big, you know, we opened last hour talking about and I've been on this for a long time, really since DOGE, the massive level at which the federal government is being defrauded. You remember fully just over 20% of the transactions coming and going from the Treasury when we finally broke into the computer system so we could see the payments in the Treasury, which required DOGE, you know, pretty much physically having to break into the premise. And now we know why, and premises, because we know why the Democrats were stealing the country blind. The level of fraud in this country and the complete lack of fraud controls at the federal level are what has really allowed this fraud by the Somalis. And quite frankly, the fraud that Elon Musk was laying out on the Rogan show a few weeks ago, where in California, they're just handing out thousands of dollars in Medicaid funds in cash on Visa cards to illegal immigrants to keep them afloat. But, you know, apparently, the Democrats and their immigrant and illegal immigrant friends are not the only one defrauding the system. No, I think everyone's got their hands in it. Listen to this. Senator Roger Marshall is on a press tour. Here's what he says. 35% of Obamacare patients that we're paying for are ghost patients. They're not real. Well, no, wait. How did that happen? Okay. Under Obamacare, the federal government transfers about $150 billion every year to large insurance companies. But But this is another one of these things where they don't really check so well to see if the people are real. So all the insurance company needs someone to give them is their name and the date of birth, and they're signed up. And a lot of these people don't realize they're signed up. So that's how you get to where, and the 35% figure comes from, these people have never filed a single claim. I've never personally, even, you know, young and healthy, gone a year without filing a single claim. Like that to me is really, no, yeah. I just, you know, at a minimum, you're going at least to some kind of annual appointment, or you've got a blister, or I don't know.
Yeah.
Here's Senator Roger Marshall talking about this scandal where he says the insurance companies are legally defrauding the system because the bill was written by them to allow this.
Just could you imagine walking into McDonald's and seeing a menu and not knowing what the price of the Big Mac is versus the fish fillet, right? So we want to give patients the price tags, give them money in the healthcare savings account, then let them make the choices. Again, insurance companies wrote Obamacare, and now they're up to getting $150 billion of money from the federal government. And 35% of these patients are fraudulent. They're ghost patients. 35% of the people in Obamacare don't have one claim. So we need to fix the fraud. We need to put this money in the hands of patients.
35% are ghost patients, he says.
What they did is now Obamacare is paying insurance scouts to go out there. All they need is a patient's birth date and their name, and they're turning them into Obamacare. And then the federal government is paying the entire premium. So the patients don't even know they're on Obamacare. 35% of the people on Obamacare never file a claim. That's too many. So I think that Obamacare is what's created this fraudulent opportunity more than anything else. And again, Democrats own this. Obamacare has been the law of the land for 15 years. They own this crisis. To your point, President Trump, like myself, is a business person. We want a business person approach, put the money back in the hands of patients, make them consumers again, give them price tags, and then that's going to bring the cost of health care down for everybody.
Wow.
It's called the free marketplace, and it works every time it's tried. And it's just what we have in our healthcare system is the exact opposite of a free marketplace.
And there's two big fights going on right now, too, between Democrats and Republicans. One has to do with further extending the subsidies, the generous subsidies we're giving to people during COVID, because a lot of them weren't working for no reason, because Anthony Fauci said not to, so nobody did. Great American stupid. But whatever. To extend those generous subsidies. But the other fight that's going on right now, and we look at who's on what side, it's so weird, because Democrats sort of cast themselves with these big anti-corporate people, but they are fighting to have one chunk payment go to the insurance company. So when you get your Obamacare through your insurance company, you don't even know you're getting Obamacare, that it's heavily subsidized, right? But you are. The government's paid them money. Republicans want to claw the money back from the insurance companies and give it personally to actual real people. Number one, so we can stop with the 35% ghost accounts that aren't real that the government's paying for. But number two, if people can choose where they're going to spend their money and they can get real prices, i.e. cut the insurance companies out, because what do we need them for anyway? The theory is it'll cost a lot less. Prices will come down. They can comparison shop. But mostly we won't waste 35% on ghost clients. I know, what a mess. So for whatever reason, the Democrats want to give this money directly to the insurance companies. So, but you're already seeing Donald Trump go around that, and in ways that make so much sense, like setting up that Trump website, like Trump RX, where you can just buy the pharmaceuticals straight from the company, ship them to you Amazon style, obviously with a prescription. And like, why do we need the insurance companies for that? Like, why? And you can save up to 50% by just cutting out the insurance companies. Most drugs, it's lower than that. But I mean, that's how they're able to get these incredible, you know, price breaks.
Yeah.
Just like, what do we even need them for? I don't know. Their lobbyists throw fundraisers for Democrats. I'm not sure what we need them for.
There you go, Tara. I really think that that's what this is all about.
So many things in our country, the solution is so glaringly simple.
Yeah.
That you're just like, how do we ever get so far off track?
Mm-hmm.
Text to Rates Heat Tira on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. The entire U.S. government is a scam. I'm sick of paying taxes for a scam. Spent 25 years of my life serving, in air quotes, my country, to find out it's all a scam. Sick of it. Well, here's the good thing, okay? This is like the part where we lance the boil. Here's the thing. We inherently knew it was a scam for many years because the math just didn't work. All the money we're printing, I mean, how can anyone spend $7 trillion, right? Like, how can anyone do it? But now we've got the receipts. We've got the proof. So what is this? This is the process where, yes, it's painful to find out they've been robbing you blind, but it's the end of that, I hope. The good news again, Lee, as I said earlier, is that we're finding this out in, like, you know, the first year of the Trump regime. We have 3 years to fix all this, to put these systems in place and hardwire them in so it's hard for Democrats to rip them back out. And if we could just get one more term, oh my gosh, Katie bar the door, would make so much difference. So look, we're finally in the healing phase. Which is really cool. So, by the way, you know, my son is a huge history buff, Lee.
Okay.
And he is taking a college course this year through Greenville Tech. He takes courses there. Mm-hmm. You can do it through your high school. Anyway, he loves this history class he's taking. He was telling me yesterday, he was reading to me from, I guess, the text he's reading. You know, 1896, they couldn't figure out who won the presidential election because there was so much violence on the Democrat side. They wouldn't let people near the polls, right? Imagine that. Democrats, no, really. Violence in the streets, really? Can't seriously? Imagine, yeah. And Republicans committing voter fraud that they had to leave it to a committee of 15 in Congress to figure out who the president was. And I was like, what? I didn't know that. Yeah, it happened. And they finally just had, they didn't know. They finally just had to vote on it and came up with a you know, person that way. And my son said, listen, we've gone on, you know, for over 100 years since then. We got over it. And I really put it in perspective for me yesterday. I was like, you know, maybe we can heal from this, you know, maybe. Maybe we can come back together as a country. We've done it before.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So Costco has filed the first tariff lawsuit seeking to recoup costs from the federal government if the Supreme Court overturns Trump's tariff program. So they're suing to get all the money back that they say that the federal government took from them or that it cost them when Trump put the tariffs on. Okay, my question would be, and what they're doing is they're just... they're filing this in case the Supreme Court says that Trump doesn't have the power to do the tariffs. Should get interesting either way. And they're, of course, they're going to be the reason they want to be first in line to get, you know, very long line of people. So Supreme Court could cause a potential disaster here if we have to pay this back. Here's the other thing. I would have to ask this question as a judge, and a liberal judge won't. Did you pass any of the costs of the tariffs on to your customers? Because if you did pass the cost on to your customers, what is your plan to pay them back if you recoup the tariff money? you don't get to charge your customers for the tariff difference, if there was one on the goods, and then charge the federal government again, which is what Costco is looking to do. But it shows you the avalanche that could follow. And of course, that money to repay them will all have to be printed, which is not good. Anyway. All right. U.S. Department of Energy says set your thermostat at 68 degrees when you're awake. I don't know about you, but that's really cold in my house. I'd be miserable all the time. They say it's the magic number for your thermostat. And the best place to leave it at to both keep, you know, your pipes and everything warm enough so that you won't have problems, but also to keep your, you know, utility bill from hitting that, you know, sort of heights, the sweet spot. Interesting factoid from this, utility bills have climbed more than 41% since 2020. 41%, that's crazy. Folks, we can't have a manufacturing boom with that. And I know Trump is doing a ton of stuff to fix that and opening up drilling all over the place after Joe Biden took it offline, especially on the coast. But folks, we as a state, we have got to start electing people who understand that we have a massive natural gas field right off our coast and that we have for decades now, about a decade and a half, had drilling platform technology where you can sit on the beach in Myrtle Beach in Charleston and you will not see the rigs. You will not see the platforms. We have to somehow drill that into the head of the Myrtle Beach Chamber, because everyone who comes on the show is running for governor is terrified to say, yeah, I'll drill offshore. But folks, we have to. We have got, and here's the thing, we could run a massive pipeline through here. We have the single largest deposit on the entire East Coast of natural gas, mostly on most of the fields on our side, some a little bit of it just drifts over into North Carolina waters. And the only reason that we're not doing anything about it is because we've had idiot governors and politicians in Columbia terrified of the chamber lobbies in Charleston and Myrtle Beach who don't want to fund it. So, I mean, especially if we're going to continue building, you know, computer centers. And yeah, just had the big announcement this morning, actually, the official one anyway. I know there's been some writing about it. Over in Spartanburg, we're getting a $3 billion data processing center with $3 billion. Crazy. They're going to expect tax incentive money for it. You see that before, you would have thought, wow, that's got to be a lot of jobs, right? But it's not. It's like 27 jobs, $3 billion facility. That's going to suck in energy and drive up costs for around here. We've got to, I'm telling you, if we are going to keep up with China and have manufacturing, we've got to have affordable energy. There's just no other option. There really isn't. All right. Meanwhile, Oxford Dictionary's word of the year is rage bait. They say the term's being used three times more than it was a year ago. So there you go. Word of the year. Rage bait. Well, you know why that is? Because all the stuff that's coming to light right now that we didn't know about a year ago because we had censorship and Democrats in charge. So it's, I mean, it's with the stuff you do, when you can censor stuff, which means you could steal anything you want, because the FBI is in charge, you get situations like Minnesota. At least $1 billion stolen. They think closer to two, and it may go as high as six. But you're telling yourself, well, the FBI will clean that up, censorship-wise, online. And so you don't do it. And then now all this stuff's coming out. Yeah, everything is rage bait. But it's reality. And some silliness, I guess. All right. Meanwhile, you see this? Amazon, I don't know why this is necessary, but okay. Amazon is testing ultra-fast 30 minutes or less deliveries. And so this, I was marveling at this morning. Not this kind of delivery, but I ordered something this morning, like when I'm padding around, getting ready to come in for the show, that they say will be delivered today at 5. And the thing I ordered is like $7 and, I don't know, 90 cents or something. I'm like, how can they get it to me same day for $7.90 total, because I'm a Prime member, right? And afford to do that. I mean, I only pay like $90 a year for deliveries, right? I don't understand the economics there. I still don't get it. But you know, it's coming. It's like magical when it shows up, but still. Anyway, Amazon is testing UltraFest deliveries in Seattle and Philadelphia. They'll get purchases to your door in 30 minutes. Not every item will be available, and you'll have to pay extra for it. Huh. How much extra? So that could be kind of cool if you're cooking something that takes an hour. You realize you don't have an ingredient and you order. I mean, oh, I love that for cooking. I don't know how they can make any money that way. Oh, here it is. Okay. I didn't see this part. 30-minute deliveries will start at $13.99 per order. Although if you're a Prime member, your charge will be discounted to $3.99. I'm on board for that. Totally. That's much better than putting my clothes on and actually, you know, getting out of my PJs and going to get flour or whatever I forgot to buy. A small basket fee of $1.99 will also be added to orders below $15. That's, you know what? That'll make Amazon function 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, much like a convenience store. By the way, they say it will be 24/7. Huh. Anyway, if you live in Seattle or Philly, you could check the Amazon app homepage for the 30-minute delivery. But it is a trial program. They're seeing if it works out. And if not, they bring it to you. Folks, there's not going to be any stores left if they do that. I mean, shoot, the only reason I go to the store now is for stuff they don't sell on Amazon or if it's on my way home. Or, you know, it's an ingredient, like I said, that I need that, oh man, it'd take 2 days to get here. I guess I got to get in the car and go out. Anyway. Texture writes, Myrtle Beach is an absolute waste of a nice place. We should bulldoze Myrtle Beach. I also live there. There are parts that would benefit from bulldozing. It can be kind of nasty. But there's some nice places too in Myrtle Beach, just like anywhere else. Folks, we were told it was impossible. COVID vaccine killing people? That would never happen. You couldn't say it, even if you were one of the world's foremost virologists. Even if you were a virologist working for, I don't know, Johns Hopkins, Stanford, Harvard, didn't matter. Couldn't say it. FBI would censor you. Because, you know, when you get that FBI badge, you know everything. They hand it right to you, and you know all things, science, physics, virology. You become an instant expert, and you know what people should say. You know that there is no way the COVID vaccine would kill children. And that's why it was probably the number one thing the FBI censored for when it was being charged of Twitter, which is a shame, because parents really should have known that children were being killed by the COVID vaccine. In a leaked memo to staff, the FDA for the first time accidentally confirmed that children were killed by the COVID vaccine. At least 10 child deaths from the COVID vaccine. And this time, I'm not alone in reporting it. The leaked memo was actually reported by the New York Times and the Washington Post. By the way, the estimated 10 child deaths is, quote, according to the memo, certainly an underestimate due to underreporting and inherent bias in attribution. This breaks my heart. Whenever I have any kind of limit put on me that, you know, I can say this or I can't say this, I tell you that. That's my bond with you. And so the deal in this company at the time with the COVID situation was you had to have a mainstream media source on the COVID vaccine. And it was a real struggle to tell you what I knew at the time was this was going to kill a lot of people. So what I did was have a pediatrician on the show who just point blank begged you for 2 segments not to vaccinate your children. She knew. I knew. It was easy to know. And we're not virologists. The leaked memo is the first time the US FDA, Food and Drug Administration, has admitted that vaccine killed at least 10 kids, but certainly an estimate due to underreporting. So sad. No fewer than 10 of 96 deaths of children 7 to 16, again, was related to the shot. But again, they're saying the number's much higher. Of course it is. There was no reason for these kids to take this shot. As we now know, for folks under 60, COVID was no more deadly, no more dangerous than a severe flu season. We have 1 to 2 of those a decade. Normally nobody notices, but we had to jam a shot in every little arm, didn't we? had to jam a shot into every little arm. The author of the memo, Dr. Vinay Prashad, who heads up the FDA Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, said that the deaths were primarily linked to myocarditis and inflammation of the heart muscle. Remember them telling us that was no big deal? And do you remember me saying, yeah, I have myocarditis. Yeah, you get a little myocarditis. Not a big deal. It's like a bruise. No, it's an inflammation of your heart. So I looked up the long term on myocarditis since they were saying it was no big deal. Remember the mainstream media? Yeah, you get that? 50% are dead in 5 years. So it kind of is a big deal. Yeah, kind of is a big deal. This is heartbreaking, folks. Again, those kids didn't need that shot. No one under 60 needed that shot. And you know what this is? This is the beginning. I'll read Dr. Prasad in his not supposed to be released internal memo. This is a profound revelation. No, it's not. We knew it. This is a profound revelation, Prasad wrote. For the first time, the US FDA will acknowledge that COVID-19 vaccines have killed American children. Wow. That's really sad. They're going, by the way, this is how they release this kind of stuff. Then it's going to be like, well, it was more than 10, and then it's going to be, well, more than 100, and then it's just going to grow. Keep in mind, this is just kids. Young adults, how many of them we kill? And folks are getting a little bolder. I don't know why, but they are. We've now got a Harvard study out talking about how getting the flu shot gives you a, I'm sorry, the COVID shot gives you a surge in heart attacks. So that's new. Bombshell Harvard University study, 36% spike in heart attacks, mRNA injections. Alarmingly, this is the crazy part. The Harvard study just released was conducted back in June of 2022. But the findings have only been made public this month. Of course, they were afraid to publish it. You could watch people die of COVID and of the COVID shot. It didn't matter. You had to lie about it. And folks, you know the one that scares me the most, honestly, it's not the death, because there are things worse than death. You know what a thing worse than death is? To me, because I love children. A thing worse than death is vaccinating your child, being vaccinated as a child when you were so helpless, and then finding out you're going to be infertile for the rest of your life. Because in testimony before Congress, an obstetrician and gynecologist testified in the Senate that shot for little girls wipes out 60% of their ovarian reserve. We'll find out if that's true. There's a study saying that. But we'll find out if that's true over time, folks. We'll find out if that's true. Investigators found the explosive findings buried in a 50-page appendix of the Harvard study conducted in 2022. They damn well knew it was giving people deadly heart attacks, and Harvard publishes it now. Buries the findings in the appendix. Why would you do that, by the way? Because they know. They've known the whole time. And they know it'll come out. And so they want to be able to say, well, we told you. We told you. And yeah, well, you told us when it was too late. That's when you told us. By the way, that study is in JAMA Internal Medicine. If you want to look it up, it's called Comparative Safety of BNT162B2 and mRNA-1273 Vaccines in a Nationwide Cohort of U.S. Veterans. Oh, my God. Veterans. Oh, please tell me these weren't military members. We may take this thing. Oh, dear Lord, help me. I say OMG as a prayer, not as a curse. God help us. God help us. What do we do? By the way, they're not giving up. This is super duper exciting. Since everybody's figured out that mRNA vaccines are very dangerous. Well, not they haven't figured that out. They figured out the COVID vaccines are dangerous. They're not taking them anymore by and large, except stupid liberals. Then you know what they're doing? They're getting ready to make the flu vaccine mRNA. Because you know, you got all these people, old people that come in every year, they get their flu vaccine, they think it keeps them safe. It doesn't. It's totally ineffective. But they don't know that. And they'll go ask for that flu vaccine. They'll go jam that mRNA right in your arm. You'll never know. You'll never know it's mRNA just like the COVID vaccine. Told you, folks. Told you. Oh, by the way, the trials for those mRNA flu vaccines are not going so well. You have to vaccinate 300 people to stop one case of the flu, and there are six times the adverse reactions as there are flu cases prevented. So, in fact, the purpose of this thing cannot be to stop the flu. I can't, because it does it, and it damages you in the process. So what is the purpose, then, of these vaccines? Someday we'll find out. Holy smokes, y'all. We haven't seen this before. Massive media lie by the Washington Post, which means it comes from the CIA. Usually the FBI launders its lies through the New York Times. But you don't usually see this. I mean, usually when one major publication on the left is lying, the others sit back and they're silent in deference to the lies that their friends are telling, you know, across town. But not this time. The New York Times just quietly debunked the Washington Post claim that Pete Hegseth ordered the killing of narco-terrorists after the initial strike. You know, the poor narco-terrorists, who are really just fishermen, I'm sure, were clinging to the boat after they failed to die in the first strike. And Hegseth saw that and, you know, being the crazy warmonger he is, decided to just kill him with another strike from the sky. So Democrats have spent the last 2 days screaming bloody murder about it. After the Washington Post quoted three anonymous sources to assure us that Pete Hegseth saw them there clinging to the largely destroyed boat and decided to just execute him because that's the kind of guy he is. Didn't happen. Not even close. The paper's editorial board then turned around, suggests they were war criminals. Democrats went wild and doubled down on their threats to drone operators and others in the military. Hey, you better not listen to Trump and Hegseth because when we're back in power, we're going to prosecute you. Based on lies, apparently, because the New York Times just debunked it. Hegseth did not order the initial strike, nor did he order the follow-up ones. He never saw any video of anybody clinging to a boat. And the person who decided on the second strike, which, by the way, was always the plan in the initial memo, it wasn't because somebody was alive and clinging to a boat. The person who ordered all of the strikes was not Pete Hegseth. It was Admiral Bradley. So, total lie. Good try, Dems. Try again. Come on. Come up with a bigger, badder, better lie. You know, like Josh, we're going to need a bigger boat. Yeah, y'all going to need a bigger lie. Have at it. And have a great rest of the day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.